Blog Talk Radio.
And if I ever hurt you, you know I hurt myself as well. Is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? That I love you. More than you ever know. More than you ever know. When I wasn't making much money, where my paycheck went. You know I brought it home to you, baby. And I never spent a red cent. Hey, is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? That I love you more than you'll ever know? Yeah, more than you'll ever know. That you demand, I could be king of everything, or just a tiny grain of sand. Now tell me, is that any way for a man to carry on? More than you'll ever know.
Do it, do it, yeah, that's just how we do it. Do it, do it, you like it, what I do. at home, I'm on my sneaker game. He say, where you from? Well, I'm out of space. Cause the back the only thing I'm trying to chase. I'm in my head. He tell the DJ, press play, rewind, keep it on repeat.
Good evening, everybody. I am Miss VIP, and we are here to express your vibe. Hanging with me tonight is my diva, La Perla Negra. Hey, diva, how are you?
Hi, diva. I'm all right now. I've had better days, but I'm good. I'm here to
there you go.
My vibe.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
How you doing?
Tonight, oh, man. I'm here. As long as I'm on the other side, I'm okay, right?
I hear that.
So, everyone, right now, I just want to let everybody know this program is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my links on to you.
Oh, I got my raw links on. I always got my raw links on. Yeah. Get
I
that
heard
good
that.
Energy from me.
Yes. So we're thanking our illustrious CEO. That's Mr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. my balladeer, a.k.a. For Real the Poet.
Yeah.
Now, tonight, after you spit your pieces, let's do this. And that's my vibe. How about that, people? Let's see if we could do that. So, Diva, I think we're going to do it a little different tonight. You and I are going to close out, and we're going to let the poets in. How about that?
Okay. That'll work. Definitely.
All right. Yes. All right, people. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard. And we are heard all over. So join in. But now we're going to open up the floodgates to my collab partner. Hey, welcome to Express Your Vibe, the verbal line dancer.
Hey, yo. What's happening? What's happening?
Hey.
I'm expecting to be verbal,
hey, yo.
How y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, doing good. You know, I almost had to go to emergency room for a few minutes, but you know, everything's cool now. Mm. And the emergency with a
phone. Oh, praise
God!
Yeah. I'm glad you're all right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm glad they're all right. You know, paramedics did their thing, so everything's kosher.
Okay.
All right. That's what's up. All right. Well, Joe.
Yes.
So on you, how about, are you ready to express your vibe?
Not quite yet. Actually, I'm going to do a collab tonight on Express Our Vibe, and I need area code 314 in the building, Mr. Christopher Harvey, if you don't mind.
Hey,
oh, no problem.
I see you.
All right. Hey. Well, welcome.
What's happening?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Long time.
Here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't play with too many people, so I only come out on special nights. I don't get along with too many people, so I come out every blue moon.
Well, that's all right. It's good energy up in here. It's all love up in here.
No, I'm just messing with y'all. How y'all ladies doing?
We're doing good. It's great to hear your voice after so long. Goodness.
Good to be heard.
Most definitely. Y'all don't sneak a collab in on us, Diva.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm anxious. I am anxious.
All right. We're going to try this. This is the first time we ever did this fresh ink. It's called You Write Like I Think.
Express your mind.
You write like I can't link the last word. You metaphorically ink like few I've heard before. Bars is IQ like rappers and syllables. Poetry's not here to cheer who can out-dribble you. I rebuke the coup in the name of the bard. Redemptive quality or lack thereof. Line streaming live from heaven above. I live my moments of hawk and dove. I devour the vowels and reiterate my purpose. My background vocals lay deep below the surface. There's nothing like hearing your thoughts by a wordsmith. It's how you word it. Untouchable, and I ain't resting on no nest. I'm dropping knowledge. You can gather some other mess. There's so many ways to convey that aren't used up. If you're blown, then maybe it's time to get fused up.
You think like I write, but I'm blinded by the sight. Got me feeling like a junkie or a hype. Because your intellect and your introspect are compounded. It's like standing on top of a raindrop. Now I'm dumbfounded. Bars is the haiku. I'll assimilate a simile and slide it right by you. I'm like mayhem when I slay them in a conundrum times two. I'm lost in the space as I floss when I race, spewing rhymes like mace as I capitalize with capital I's, designed and underlined, lyrics in lowercase. Let's meditate. Extrapolate and regurgitate. At any rate, the wordsmiths. I'm lean and mean, but your bravado is profound and thick. You throw nouns and verbs in the air, they always stick. Met a nurse in a hearse, she called you wordy slick. Conjugating consonants and homonyms, ain't that some shit? I blow fuses like I'm useless, then ask myself, what would ensue this? They try to minimize my flow and my rhymes like I'm a brainiac who's clueless.
Confucius philosophies are fused with my topic breeze. I'd rather be heard and understood than seen. I'm the voice of one you're imagining your dreams. I put pressure in your bladder. That's how you piss out rhyme schemes. The choice of my course is to take you on a voyage, the source of my muse. It could be a memory from a cruise. 72s and 76, I sailed the ocean blue. The only bars I had back then were the ones I hit with my crew. I never really had one. How many of us had them? Let's be pens. I write of scars, I write of tears, I write of love, I write of fears. I write of fantasies, where the panties be wet with preferably the scent of a pineapple spear. But let's be clear, conscience doesn't lie on its hunches. Let's write a riot up in here.
Yeah, now you talking the talk. Watch this comeback as I make these lyrics skip and walk. I'll respond to your last verse, but I'm going to do it backwards. I own copyright, so copy this right and watch the master. He's a demon who's divine, and I'm the mind dancer. You scribe up tears, fears, and fantasies. I'm cool, calm, and collected, so I eject ink casually. I'm soft-spoken, but my pen games leave many casualties. The crews gave you the blues because you lost your muse. They pushed me to match your cadence, but I had to refuse. I might get a hankering from a man named Langston Hughes. You piss out rhyme schemes. I terrorize pipe dreams like a one-man rhyme team. This is what I deem. When I look in the dark, my damn eyes gleam. You stated that you were the voice of one, but what if your voice was shunned? Your ink dried up and you could no longer have fun. If you never wrote again, would you be shocked or succumbed?
I would never be shocked should I never write again. I've succumbed to writer's blocks, a well-written friend. My voice is shunned, copied, and emulated. one may follow my style, and for those who regurgitate it, my words are lethal and cannot be regulated. My word is law and supremely legislated.
And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, hear me, guys. Yes, definitely.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
They pens, yo, your pens are not to be played with. Man.
I'm telling you. My
goodness. That was, that was dope.
Mm-mm-mm.
I loved it.
I would not want to follow any of y'all. I'll never want to follow y'all on the stage. Never.
Man,
ever.
You got that right. I'll sit back in the audience and I'll be a cheerleader, but I'm not trying to follow.
I'm telling you.
That was dope.
Never that.
No. You that know what, Joe? You won't stop. That was an awesome piece, gentlemen. Awesome.
Yeah,
I loved it.
That's Chris's brainchild. It's all Chris's fault. I had nothing to do with it.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't messing with y'all. I'm a fan, but damn. This is a great way to start off the show. Y'all came in here. Okay, that's what's up. Y'all done set the bar high now. Lord.
No, hold up 1 second. Chris, lay the premise on him, brother.
The premise was me and Joe was talking, and I was just kicking it with him. And he said, man, you write like I think. We were just talking, not even trying to write nothing. And we were talking about our different styles, and he said, you write like I think. So I said, dude, let's write a poem based on that. So I wrote the lines. He wrote my lines, and I wrote his. So we spit each other's lines.
Wow.
Y'all got a good, great energy, and it worked, man. It definitely worked. I appreciate it. I can't wait to listen to the playback of this show. I got to hear that again. That was decent.
I did too.
And then we got a treat.
It almost sounded
like calling up in here. Man, I didn't even see his face.
Oh, yeah.
I heard the voice and I don't know how long. Man, so this is a plus.
Hey, thank you, brother Chris, man. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you too, sir.
You.
Wow.
Appreciate the platform.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, damn. Well, it's time to send you two to the groovy chair in the groovy lounge with the lava lamp and your favorite libation. I might have a red light on. I don't know.
I was just going to say it's a red
stick
light
around
on
and enjoy the rest of the show. Right. One love,
appreciate
one mic.
Y'all stay sweet. One love,
one mic. One love, one mic. Wow.
Ooh.
That's what's up. That's what's up, girl. What a way to start the show.
Yeah. Amazing. I mean that, too. Never going on stage. If they go before me, I'm not going.
There's so many poets in here I could not follow. I'll be everybody's cheerleader.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
There you go.
Take notes. Okay.
Exactly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Their whole energy, the rhymes, the cadence was spot on. My goodness.
Yes, they were.
It
so
sounded like the master teaching the pupil. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It did. It definitely did. Mm-hmm.
Well, Diva, I have another Diva on the line.
Uh-oh.
What's going on, Nick? My four. What's going on?
Hey. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
How you doing, sweetie?
Goodness.
I am good. I said, let me hurry up and get in. But then now y'all got me all nervous talking about I wouldn't go behind them. Now I got to go behind them.
Girl, please. I'm a fan from day one. You are definitely good. You're another one. I don't know if I would want to trail behind.
Cut it out.
Look, I'm serious. I'm trying to tell you.
Man.
You know, I've gotten comfortable with Poetry Corner, and I'm like, I just sit back and listen to you. You're a pro at it, man. man. I'm still a novice.
You still baby in the woods.
I'm telling you, y'all the ones. As I say, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
Oh, but so, you are, girl. You are. And I love your poetry.
Thank you.
So what you got for us, Nick?
So I got a new one. I was actually talking to a friend of mine, and I was like, you gave me a thought. So, as they say, be nice. I'm sensitive, okay?
Girl.
And I'm going to have to do one of I'm going to do one of La Perla de la Negra things. This is I don't have a title for it.
That's all right. Oh, yeah, you know I'm the queen of untitled pieces, girl. That's all right.
All right. My family told me to leave you alone. They said you were so bad for me, but I didn't want to listen. I once tried to turn my back on you and just walk away. That's when I would hear you calling me by name. You had that thing that always lured me back to you. Just looking at you, I could remember the sweet taste on my lips. The taste of you that lingered and had me anticipating the next encounter with you. I hate to say it, but I think I'm addicted to you. Time of day never matters with you. You always seem to be within arm's reach. I know I can count on you to give me what I need. Some days you can be a little salty, though, but I still crave you. I always want more and more of you. I know you're no good for me. I guess you're my bad habit that I don't want to break. And no, I'm not dumb. I know that you spread yourself around, but as long as you're giving me what I need, I'm not concerned about anyone else. My friends say that since you've been in my life, I don't look the same. They say I've let myself go, talking about how I'm always surrounding myself around you. I don't really care about what they say. I know that I can turn to you every time I need solace. I will never let you go. I got to have you. You are so much more than what they might call you. You are my go-to. You are my snack. And that's my vibe.
Ooh, you know what? This brings to mind that song by Mary J. Blige. Me and Mr. Wrong get along so good, even though it breaks my heart so bad. Girl, I like that. Y'all ever heard that one by her? It's called Mr. Wrong. If you haven't, check it out. It's by Mary J. Blige. That's what this piece reminds me of. And you know what? I think we have all had our Mr. Wrong. It just, everything that he did to us feels so good. But we know he's wrong for it.
But did you hear the end? Did you hear the end part of it?
He's just a snack.
So this is the thing. I'm actually talking about snacks.
Oh, girl.
So I'm putting you in the mind of a man, but remember I said you kind of, you know, I taste the sweetness on my lips. Sometimes you're a little salty. And my friends, they say I don't look the same because you know you when you eating your snacks, you kind of let yourself go.
Oh, that's perfect. I love that piece, Nicole. That was decent. Oh, man. That's what's up. Well, guess what? Our snacks can be a mix of wrong, too. And
it's very true.
But just taking you through all kinds of changes. And when you can't get them, you feel some kind of way. Oh, yeah. Same thing. I love that piece, y'all. That's what's up. Nice. Oh, man.
Beautiful.
Oh, no, I couldn't even title that for you, but that piece was decent. I really like that. Man.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Coming in here with your trickery. I dig it, though.
I know,
it,
right?
That's all right, though. That was decent. I like that. Got me sitting here looking at my salad like, yeah, I miss my snack. So. So they will take you for some changes, honey. Guys, that piece is decent, though, Nicole. I like that. That's what's up.
Yeah,
thank you.
Came in and did the same to us. All right.
Well, thank you for letting me share.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for coming
in.
That's exactly it. She came in strong, didn't she, Diva?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm.
So with that trickery.
All right.
That was decent. I liked it.
Right. All right, Nicole, thank you so much. We're going to slide you into the groovy room with the lava lamp and the beanbag chair and your favorite libation.
All right, thank you. I'll
one
be
love,
listening.
One love, one mic. One love, one mic. Ooh, it is time it's time for a break. You think so, Diva?
I think so, yeah.
Tiffany Radio.
Diva.
Yeah.
This show is like, wow. We've even had the best start I can think of in a while, especially on Express Your Vibe. And you know what?
Yeah.
Nikki just made me just want to just go on with my piece. And you know what? Because I'm going to pull an audible. I've been thinking, I've really been thinking. I'm on this, I don't know. It's a weird vibe. And it's just that, you know, you're around for people. And then when you need them, they're nowhere to be found. It's like, well, what? And I'm thinking, wait a minute. So, peace. I got what it's called.
Go on and express your vibe.
Thank you. This is called Lost But Now Found. Names of streets haunt me. Places from my past. Feelings of love lost in my head seem to laugh. Brokenness used to reign in my heart. I had to learn early on I couldn't change the past, and that known revelation was my new start. I was taking unresolved feelings out of myself. Someone comforting me seemed out of the question. I tried calling those whom I felt cared, but there was no answer, and no one else could be found. How is it I was the one of avail, yet a friendly voice, I heard not one sound. I had to face nothing lasts forever but love. The universe doesn't stop when I hurt. No one cries with me. Not one drop.
I gave to the unworthy with a clean heart, no ulterior motives defined. But the reciprocity was nowhere to be found, and honestly, it caused a clusterfuck in my mind. So recently, I learned how to detach mentally to develop well-being, start doing for me. I make boundaries. I can say no or respectfully decline. I'm smart, beautifully made, and if I walk alone, so be it. Patience brings resilience, and my life is rightfully mine. And that's that piece.
Yeah, oh, Diva. I know that's right. I know that's right. I love that piece. You know, I want to say something about what you were speaking, what you said before you started your piece. Somebody said something earlier. You know, I'm a TikTok fan, and it made a lot of sense. You know, when it comes to time, sometimes, you know, when you're feeling abandoned or alone by, left alone by those people, same people you're talking about that can't be there, won't be there for you, that you've been there for, in certain aspects of your life, you know, I feel the same way, but you need to remember this. Rare diamonds aren't put in a fake gold setting. You know that, right? Yeah. Because, you know, everybody can't appreciate or afford their worth, you know. But you will be put in the right setting and where your value will be recognized and acknowledged. That's what I got to say about that. That piece was wonderful. I loved it. You know, a lot of us feel that.
Thank
way,
you, dear one. Yeah. You know, sometimes you can be good when you're giving to a fault. And then sometimes also in giving like that, it could take a lot out of you. You know, and then some people, you have to just watch it because some people drain you. And then some people be just dragging on and they're doing, and I call them the ask hole, not the asshole, the ask hole. They always
the
ask hole, but never take it. Yeah, you know what I mean? And then they never take it. Yeah. And then you're like, duh, why did you call me? Why did you ask me? So that's what that is. So, you know, my vibe is, you know, I'm good. I'm good, even though I'm not good. Okay? Because I know, just what you said, my time is coming, and there's going to be a time where I don't have to no longer sacrifice for others and do me, and that's what I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
So, Diva.
Absolutely, Diva. Yeah.
So, Diva, do you have a song for us?
A song? I'm going to play an oldie that... that you like, and I think you will appreciate
it. All right,
that.
Good.
my
thought you
baby.
Might like that,
you
Diva.
Right. Yeah, you know I love that song. Hey, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know. So listen.
Who can resist Jeffrey Osborne at LTD?
I know I can. I know I can.
Mm-hmm.
Love, togetherness, and devotion, right?
Okay. Okay. Good.
So, Diva, I'm going to lean a little bit on my main. And on the East Coast, on the upper, north of me, one more time. Let's bring in Joel, the verbal mind dancer.
All right, now.
Hey,
how's everybody doing? Hey. So, how you liking the show so far?
I'm digging the vibe. It's chill, relaxed. I like it.
Definitely.
So, my babe, do you have another piece?
Yes, I do.
All right.
This piece is called "I Want to Write a Love Poem: Words from a Conversation."
What's your vibe?
I was feeling a little left out, a little left behind. I wanted to coax some emotions from deep within. I remember her. We met in the most unusual circumstance. I was one who enjoyed love from a darker perspective. She loved to dance. Off and on, shared thoughts and verse. Was I cursed to be alone in this world? Weeks on end without friend or foe, I had to know if I could write a love poem. The internet rang and I answered in past confidence, knowing I haven't progressed not one bit. Disillusioned, torn apart from the world as I knew it. I was fluent in matters of the heart, but not my own. The casualness of our conversation led to this poem, and I quote, "It's thundering so hard out here that it feels like the house is going to come down. I love it when it rains, but I've never heard thunder this loud." My reply off the fly was, "That's beautiful music to me. I love the thunder. It's like the word from on high to those who listen without fear of the mighty voice." Note to self, don't quote yourself. As we continued to conversate, she encouraged me. I had no need to fulfill a fantasy, so I thought of the rain, the sound of it, the feel of it on the hottest day. Memories of being caught in the downpour saying, "Baby, what you crying for?" I took pictures. After hours in a beauty parlor, I missed her. I itched her with my whiskers, and she never complained. I want to dance again between phrases, between gazes and days when we just chill. It's amazing what we do and won't do for love. I want to be the one who says everything is okay. I want to be believed on my worst day. I don't rehearse things. Love should be free-flowing. With both of us knowing it's going to be all right. Her storm tonight set me free. I'm beginning to see love poetry. Chance meetings, advanced greetings, my soul is teaching me. There's nothing to fear in the storm. You'll always see the lightning first, and thunder can do you no harm. I felt so warm inside, and she felt held. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, and the storm faded away. 3-1,000, 4-1,000, and hearts are on display. My love may remain gray in the blue skies. I'm the new guy again, and salty tears never tasted so good. Should we love again when the sun shines bright? Just remember the cadence of the rain. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, and the thunderstorm raised love again. For a piece.
Oh. I'm the new guy again. What you say, salt tears never taste so good?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Man, I like that. Oh, that was pretty good. I'm feeling so
romantic.
That was, yeah. Nice. Okay.
love that. Thank you so much, Joe. Ooh.
Thank you, Ms. VIP. Appreciate it. Carla Nagel, thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Absolutely. Okay, back to the bean chair. One love, one mic.
One love,
one love, one mic.
Oh, Diva. It got me feeling all romantical and everything. No, I'm making that word up, right?
Mm-hmm. All warm and gushy inside, like a chocolate chip cookie fresh out of the oven. Oh, warm and gushy. You know I'm a nut.
You know, right? You know, as he recited his piece, I found myself like standing like out, like looking out my door, and he's counting 1,000, 2,000. I'm thinking, I'm doing the same thing. Like, you know, I do that. I do that a lot, especially when there's a thunderstorm. I'd be like, please let it go away fast. But he done took it on the flip side. Woo! That's the good flip side. So, excuse me. All right. Let's bring in, oh, wow. Joe's talking about a storm. Now we have a storm.
Yeah.
Hey, Gina. Welcome to Express Your Vibe.
Gina.
Hi, ladies. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, I love every day of the week, I swear. I told my mom this. My mom and my second mom, who's my aunt, came by here today, and my granddaughter's got their hair braided, my grandson got his hair cut, and then they went with their mom and their stepfather to a cabin in Indiana for the weekend, and all I could say was, I am so grateful for my village, and every day of the week I get to storm, because normally they would be here right now, and I would have to run upstairs, spit my piece, and come back downstairs and be Gigi, but they're not here, so I get to storm.
I hear that. All right.
So, Gina, are you ready to express your vibe?
I'm ready to express my vibe. As a matter of fact, I got fresh ink. And I rarely, if ever, spit a piece that's been written, but my ghostwriter wrote this for me. And I just feel like it's appropriate tonight.
Okay.
It's titled, The Storm is Coming.
Express your vibe.
All right. The storm is coming. We've been getting some bizarre weather. Reports from Chicagoland and the vicinity of Joliet. But it's being such a widespread phenomenon. Everybody is in effect. Areas are urged to come out and support Gina Storm. Can't you hear the rumbling, the roaring, see the lightning flashing? The storm is coming. The storm is coming. The storm is coming. Chicagoland vet. From out of it, still teaching the ladies how to step. You need to be in the rain and not get wet. How to teach a dog to fetch without getting bent, lent, or stretched to death. For the helpers, this is the best effort. Thor tried to steal my stick. I'm wielding this mic like Mulner and this bitch. I ain't taking no shit. But an ass well whipped. He left peaceably. Like he was letting me borrow it. Hell, he had the option to trip. This is the anthem of the banter, the weight, which is phantom. Flows the elegant and gargantuan. From long beaches to the Hamptons. Quit gambling. Get to scrambling. Because when my thunder claps, I'm raining jewels on rats. The ER is handing out head wraps. Doubters and Dopplers say that I'm all over the map. You better check the stats. I'm worse than Lord Vader when I make you tench, collapse. Out of my way. I gotta go confess. There are more mics to be blessed. Even when there ain't no water, it's only lukewarm. I'm bringing the dust storm, and you've been forewarned. Extreme four nights. To my delight, keep the heat rising, fireplace blazing, a tsunami waving, because I'm the storm, and here I come, in peace.
All right, that's your tsunami. Don't hurt nobody.
Thank y'all. I always say that I'm Gina with an E, storm like inclement weather, but I'm sunshine on a rainy day. But the difference this evening is I'm actually bringing the storm. So you better get ready.
I hear that. I hear that. I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you.
It's a blessing to be able to try something new out. Like, honestly, I had read it in my head, but never out loud. So thank y'all for letting me use you as my sounding board.
Thank you for calling in and expressing your vibe.
I appreciate y'all. This is my vibe, and I'm feeling it, and I appreciate it, too. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ah, that was so nice. Thank you so much. Diva, guess what?
Yeah.
Now we've had the stone roll in. Now we got a King Atterbury.
Oh, tricky. All right, man.
Hey, Joel, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? Chilling.
Hey, what's up?
Relaxing up in the camp.
Welcome to Quest Your Vibe. Good. Getting better.
That's what's up. My vibe is a cool vibe, and it's an old school vibe. You know?
Okay. All right.
So that's where I'm at.
All right, well, express your vibe.
All right. This piece right here is titled, Must I Use It? When I was young, I used to chill on the block and spit bars, checking out the neighborhood superstars and cars. Sound system bumping, the jams we love to hear. Beautiful young women walking by in tight gear. Nice bubble butt and breasts fresh in their dress. Brothers looking hard, almost losing their breath. On that timeline is when I started to rhyme. We learned to design our lines inside our minds. Spit words ferocious, poetry forms of voltage. Team with empty soldiers, charged with high doses. Writing and reciting was clever against whoever. Crowds gathered around the cipher, seeing who better. Nice off the head, yet still just an amateur. Back then, my ball head favored Ken Bannister. Whatever shot thrown, competition made it known. My poetry explodes from raps to written poems. Ideas are clear when I appear and spit from an era where anyone can get what they get. Don't challenge my pen game, I do it by myself. Whether typing or writing done by nobody else. The mentor for me is a spiritual consciousness. Kill all the nonsense, raise king a compliment. Peace.
Oh, yeah. The nostalgia.
Wow.
That was tight. That was tight.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You know what? When I read it, I was like, this is decent. Yeah, I like that. But now that I hear you spit it, oh yeah, that was tight. I like it. Oh yes. Yeah.
I'm so visual.
It takes you back.
way back. Okay.
Old school. That took me back.
Way back. To the what? The plateau, Danielle.
The plateau. Oh my God! Don't you go to plateau? Yes, girl. Yes, the plateau. Definitely. Looking over the city. Yes. That's what's up. The layers, the vibe. Yes. You go through the big earrings and the layer bob haircut.
Yeah, when the shorties rock the doobies and all that.
Yep. Yes.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, oh, wow, Joel. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thank you for coming.
Take it easy and feel better.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, wait.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was so good. So, Diva, I got to zip right back to Nicole, and then we're going to move on to our next caller. All right. Welcome back, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank you. I was trying to decide what I was going to do.
whatever your vibe puts it on.
Yeah, just I call this one woman. Woman. You got this. You have it all under control. You are meant to soar. Now let everyone hear your mighty roar. You will have some bumps in the road. You will also have some heartache. But you are resilient, and you will not break. You have been tested by fire. The heat was turned up high. You kept pressing. You refused to die. Pressure was applied and made greater. You wavered not. You kept climbing. You shine as bright as a diamond. Along your journey, you were left with scars. You never looked for pity. You smile because it reminds you of how strong and powerful you are. And that's my vibe.
Wow.
I make
me
want to
do my piece, Big Sister. Girl, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh. See if I can find that piece. I like that, Nicole.
Thank you.
Show that strength in the woman. Man, it's, you know, something about a strong woman, a woman, period. We have this natural strength that we possess that we don't even know we have until we're in certain situations.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thank you again for having me, ladies.
Oh, man, yes. Anytime.
Don't be a stranger, though, all right?
All right.
All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, I love that. Ooh,
yeah.
Diva.
Yeah.
We
absolutely
are approaching
yeah.
the 10 o'clock hour. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, the dollar number is 319-527-6300. And y'all press 1 to be heard, all right? And if you're streaming us online, y'all have exactly 59 minutes to call in because the Blog Talk Lady has no chill. And look, she cut me off the other night and then cut off everybody else right after me. Look,
yeah, she's been showing out lately.
Really? Showing real off.
She never cut me off, but she's been feeling some type of way this week. I don't know what's up. It is what it is.
I've been feeling a certain type of way. Ridiculous. I mean, I'm hosting, and next thing I know, I'm no longer hosting. I'm cut off.
Okay. Well, you know what? You know what? I think with your next caller, she can come and wash away some of this bad vibe that's been coming through from Blog Talk with her rain.
You go. All right now. This is the fourth and maybe final Diva of Epiphany, Sexy Diva of Epiphany. Hey, Rain.
Hey, ladies. What's up, VIP? Danielle, what's happening? Rain,
how you doing, girl?
I'm good, just over here working. You know, that's all I do these days is work. So,
I know.
Fun work though, you know.
Oh, that's the best part.
Well, yes,
indeed. I'm just over here just enjoying. So, I feel like Joe came in here talking about the rain, then the storm came.
Okay.
I'm just all
right.
It's already nice and wet up in here.
Oh, okay.
I hear that. I ain't mad at you.
That's what's up, definitely. Man. And you know what, man? You already know I'm a fan. I just want to know. Before she get into her piece, Diva, what you got going on? I'm gonna hear about this new show. I even like the title of it, man. Because
thank
of this
you.
Show, I get a day off. Put my feet up.
You get a whole 2 days off, and you get to take your socks off and keep them off. You ain't got to put them on. yes, indeed. So Monday night, this Monday coming up, August 23rd, and every other Monday, with a caveat to that because of the holiday, we'll talk about that on Monday. Every other Monday, I will be hosting Raw with Rain, and one of the nights will be Color Me Mused, and that will be our kickoff show will be Color Me Mused, and I will be joined by none other than Epiphany's illustrious CEO, Arthur Mary, Larry Maddox, for real, the poet Douglas, and we will be debuting the show. We have a lot happening. We'll be having giveaways for everybody that gets on the mic. We'll be entered into a giveaway sponsored by both Pulse Designs, my business, and Larry's business, Raw Links. So we know about the Raw Links. Ooh. I got mine. I love mine.
Yes, indeed. We love ours too. Yes, indeed.
So
yes.
We are anticipating having an amazing night. And during the show, I will be announcing what the second show will be about, and that you don't want to miss that. And you definitely don't want to miss my announcement for who my official co-host will be. Larry is my, he is the guest co-host for my first show, but we will be announcing, revealing, and introducing my official co-host. So I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. I can't wait.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. What's the name of that show again? I just like hearing it. What's the name of it again?
Color Me Mused.
Yeah, what's the name
Color
of your show?
Yes. Oh, Raw with Rain.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Raw,
it's got a nice ring
Raw
to it.
With Rain. Indeed. Thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll try to keep it Raw.
All right.
Yes. You know, that made Larry happy when he heard the name of my show. He was like, oh.
I bet it did.
Yeah, he was excited about that.
That's
great coincidence. I'm really looking forward to it, though. I think Monday is going to be a great time. Definitely come out. We're going to, and I'll say this here now, we're going to try an open mic vibe. So we're going to test it out. So those that come on, we're going to make you responsible for muting yourselves if you have a lot of noise in your background. But rather than having poets spit in silence, and then we come on and tell them how great their piece is, we want to kind of like have an open mic vibe where you can snap and grunt or whatever, as long as it's not distracting to the person's face, so that they can get that appreciation during their piece. We're going to test it out. We're going to see how it goes.
Like Tuesday's show, right? Okay.
That's what's up.
Because on Tuesday's show, they keep their mics muted. So this is more of you. The only reason why you would keep your mic muted is, like, let's say you're listening in from a noisy area. You would want to keep your mic muted.
Mm-hmm.
But we want people to have their mics unmuted. If they're in a quiet space, like I'm normally in a quiet space, if you're in a quiet space, we want you to unmute so that you can snap when you appreciate something in a poem. And that way it keeps the flow going a little bit during. So we don't have to stop and talk about the piece for 5 minutes afterwards. You got your flowers during the piece, and then we can move on and keep the flow going.
Ooh.
So that's what we're going to try.
Oh,
so those that are listening in now, that's what we're gonna try. So, yeah, we'll just have to put the responsibility on the people listening in to keep their mics muted.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So we'll see how it goes.
I think that's going to be, sounds like a pretty decent system.
Okay.
We'll see how it works out. Works out well on Clubhouse. We'll see how well it works over here. Okay. But thank you, ladies.
Well, Rain.
Yes.
Yeah. It's time to express your vibe. So when you're ready.
You know, I figured with all this rain, I took it back to the very first piece when I came back on the scene. My piece called The Storm.
Express your vibe.
Thank you. I think the artist sang it something like jumping off the moon and falling into you. While the stars stare with envy and constellations there to bear witness, molesting us with their persistence, and I persist to swallow the quiet thunderstorm rumbling in your chest, tongues twisted in the midst of this metamorphosis, hurricane growing intense as I wrap my taste about the pulsating pauses, capturing your bated breath. Carnality is palpable, eagerly reading the bend in your back as I lap at the base of your begging, swooning at the sound of our colliding hues, dancing to the groove of midnight, falling into noon. I travel the landscape of your persuasiveness, brushing libidinous kisses upon the nape of your neck, tracing your lobe with my tongue tip collapsing softly into your decadence. Riding your magnanimous wave, grasping for gravity only to crash against the shore of total abandonment. While an intensity crowns the thick of your fingertips and a bidding nestles in the sting of your palm print, branded red upon my pretty round pound cake, a storm is brewing and we can feel it coming. So we take turns brainstorming, got these torrential rains forming, moving in and out of the storm's eye, playing Russian roulette with the calm of her sacredness, pushing it to the edge, edged. We're edging until the gushing winds twisted our limbs, uprooted our inhibitions, then plastered our love language across the sheets like graffiti in the wind. I said, then plastered our love language across the sheets like graffiti in the wind, the BB sticky and wet and yet still parched, famished even, insatiable appetites just might be the death of us or the breath of us. Well, I tried to catch mine, listening to the reverb in your baritone moan. You're really starting to feel a lot like home. That's Rain's vibe.
Ooh, no, you know what? I love this piece. I remember when you came back. And I didn't know you from a fan of Lucite. I just became an instant fan from reading one of your pieces. I think it was a piece you had posted and I went all in your page. I was being all nosy. I'm like, who is this poet? Damn, and I had to go in, you know, I went in your inbox and I told you I think your piece is exquisite. And then I read some more of your pieces that you had posted, but I didn't know whether you was a woman. I didn't know if you was a man. I didn't know if you black, white, or nothing, because it wasn't no it wasn't no pictures or nothing. And I was and then you came on to Epiphany. Man, I've been hooked ever since. And I remember this piece. And, wow, it's dynamic. It really is. I love it.
I appreciate that, Diva. Most people don't know that you're the reason that I made it over, because I didn't know about Epiphany Radio. You know, when I first came back, I didn't know about all this. I had gone to Keith's show every other week. A friend of mine had told me about his show, and that's where I first heard you. But I didn't know that there was a show on every night. And then that day that you hit me up, you were like, and it was a Thursday. So the Get Down was the first experience I had outside of Keith's show. So from Renaissance Poetry to the Get Down, and here we are, right?
Yes.
Wonderful.
It's always good when it rains.
Yeah.
Well, it's all because of you, Diva, so I appreciate you, and I appreciate the space here always. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, too.
Girl,
all
you
right.
know what it is. Yes.
So, Rain, it's time to slide you over into the groovy lounge. The lava lamp going. And the beanbag with your favorite libation. There you go.
Okay. All right.
All right, darling. One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
You know what I got stuck on, Diva? Was that collapsing softly into your decadence? Good heavens, the Mercury. I'm like, what?
Girl, you know what? You know what I remember from that piece that got my attention and it did it again? And she said, like, graffiti in the sky. That part right there is just light to me.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have came up with that right there.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Look, I'm a fan.
So,
all right. Well, now let's go. Oh, you know what? Before I bring the next poet on, let's have a station ID, and then we're going to run down the events for next week. All right?
All right.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Express Your Vibe with me, Miss VIP, and my diva, La Perla Negra. So we are rocking tonight.
Yeah.
So, diva, would you like to do the rundown or shall I?
Sure. You do the honor.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow night will be Poetic Therapy with your hostess, La Perla Negra, and her co-host, Dan the Man Phillips. Sunday brings the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspirations, and Poetic. On Monday, as the Diva described, is Raw with Rain. Ooh! So, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, come on out for that. Come on out for that. It's going to be fun. Tuesday, we will have War Council, whatever it is, with Mojave.
One of them shows.
One of those shows, because the Iron Man got it. That's our New York Jones. And then Wednesday, La Perla Negra and I are in the Love Zone and topic to be announced. Thursday will be the Get Down with, hopefully, Poetic and J-Rob, the wise son.
Yes,
Friday
J-Rob,
night.
We're praying for you.
Mm-hmm. Friday night will be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. So, with that, diva, we're ready for the next caller.
All right.
Ooh. Oh, girl, Lady Ellie.
That's our Canadian
Hello.
Connection.
Hi, Lady Ellie.
Hi,
hey,
how
Lady
are you?
Ellie.
Welcome to Express Your Vibe. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing. Day is getting better as it goes on. It's getting better. Started out a little rocky, but it's getting better.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Kids. Sometimes, you know what, you wish they came with a handbook.
Yes, indeed. I found that I find myself saying sometimes, you know, they're cracked up to be.
You're right, because they leave you, you know, like wondering, what am I supposed to do next with this child? Lord have mercy.
What in the world did you do wrong?
Oh, child, I'm trying to tell you, they had me questioning my maternal instincts.
Yeah.
Last night and all day today, I'm like, I didn't do this. I did not do this. I don't have anything to do with this, but I'm a fallback from it. And, you know, it's hard, you know, it tugs at your heart when you have to fall back from them, but you got to let them stumble and fall and scrape their knees and get up and learn how to brush it off and, you know, put some little healing ointment on that sore. And, you know what I mean? And it's hard to do that. But for your mental well-being, so you don't wind up in a loony bin, you got to do that. You have to do that.
Right.
For real. And I think a lot of parents are going to understand what I'm talking about here. Lord.
The best thing to do as a parent is to step away and let them fall and be there to catch them. And it's, yeah, I hear you.
Girl. Yeah, because sometimes they don't even understand what they put you through, you know, with the dumb shit that they do.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, though?
It's all good.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. They always call and they never ask you, hey, Mom, how's your mental today? Hey, Mom, they just go in and they go in. Bam. Don't even care about what you hear them. It's all about them. You know what I mean?
And it's almost like
then they always leave you jacked up, and then they're all right after they get that little rock off.
Yeah, and it's like some kind of code you got to decipher with them. Sometimes, like, what is that? Okay, I'm lost. Damn kids. You know? But it's good to hear from you, Lady A. I'm glad you called in.
Yeah,
we don't hear from you that often. You stay hit, and then you just bust out.
I've been licking a few wounds, and I've had some issues with my health, and some new things have cropped up that are of great concern, and I've been kind of hiding. So I do that when I get like that.
Yeah, so we'll be praying for you. You know that.
Yeah, you will. You know, you're always in my prayer, sweetie. I mean that.
Absolutely.
Always, so.
Yes, too. I have girls, and I really, like I said, I hide when I get feeling like this. So it'll be all right one day.
That's exactly right.
Will. Mm-hmm. That's right. You speak that into existence, and yes, it will be all right.
Yeah. Yeah,
sometimes
absolutely.
When we're going through something, we forget to tell ourselves that, you know, it's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have to believe that, you know, it's something that you have to believe in, and it's a hard lesson to learn, but if you practice it on a daily basis, and I'm teaching myself that, I'm not just saying it because I know it all. I got to learn it too. But,
That's right.
Lots to still be
That's
thankful
right.
for in the meantime, and I'm just plugging away, enjoying my beach. Oh, my goodness.
I know that's right. I got to say,
yeah.
I'm a little bit green, just a little bit. Because
I wish that I could pop you all on a plane and bring you here, because I know you'd love it.
Oh, I know I will.
That's
going to happen one day. I'm speaking that into existence. That's
Did you know
happen.
Something? We could have lobster fresh off the boat and corn on the cob fresh out of the garden and strawberries and fresh strawberries out of the gardens too. And
it
would be perfect. And, of course, we'd have to have drinky drink. So.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
We got to have a drink.
Absolutely.
No, we got to have a drink.
Strawberry daiquiris.
Oh,
on
yeah,
the deck. Oh, my God. I would love that. We'll just.
I'm
out here
in my mind. That's what I'm talking about. That's what,
All right.
So I wrote a poem. I wrote this. When did I write this? 3 months ago. And it's a bit dark, but it's I think it's got some good rhyme in it and everything. And it's called Shallow Roots.
All right.
May I?
Well, express your vibe. Express your vibe.
Okay. Upon a hill with shallow roots, he stood at dusk in his black boots. Born on a Wednesday, he is full of woe, shadowed eyes, a topaz glow. Purpose propels him to the hill where moonlight shines as he stands still. Tiny boy, not yet a man, prisoner in a bedarkened land. Anemia shows in face of gray, circles black under eyes betray secrets held close to his chest. On bloodied feathers rests his head. Once upon a time, it's said, songs were sung and poems read. Lovers loved hand in hand while music played throughout the land. Azure canopy o'er their heads, golden sun its rays widespread. Like all dark fairy tales, joy was robbed. Music failed. Dance and song caught the train and never to be seen again. Charcoal skies and awning cold, cloak poems never told. Daily the anemic boy climbed a hill with his shallow roots. A garnet victrola on the peak turned the crank as it squeaked. He tried once more in quick pursuit as oxblood spilled on his boots. Once upon a hill, tombstones stood in plasma pools. Howling winds, eerie sounds forced the boy to the ground. And music died upon the hill with shallow roots. And so did Bill. End poem.
Wow. It was a little dark, but it was still a beautiful piece at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very much a fan of yours, Lady A. I love your pieces.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one I haven't heard yet that I don't like. And I always appreciate you hearing, you know, your flow, your cadence, everything. Beautiful, beautiful piece. Thank you. Wow.
Thank you. I like to tell a story now and then that's a little bit off, you know, and it's fun to write. I really like this one, too. I appreciate you liking it.
I appreciate you bringing it to us. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
All right, honey bunch. Well, now it's time to lead you in to the Groovy Lounge with the red light, lava lamp, and the beanbag, and your libation.
I'm wondering, I'm going to ask you a favor, and it's okay to say no, but Joe Perry and I have a collab, and wondering if we could squeeze that in.
Oh, of course.
Why not? Sure. Joe, I'm going to get you.
Oh.
Get
I know, right?
Bring him in. Yeah. All right.
You know what?
Hey,
I'm a little green.
What's
up?
Hey, how you doing?
Joe.
All right.
Oh, Joe, you're a bass.
So, yeah, we're not going to hold it up, so we get right into it. We all know, right?
It's all right. Express your vibe.
All right, so here we go. I knew you were special before I even felt you. You may even ask yourself, how is that possible? A roll of the dice, stories told of my vices. I'm usually cold if left to my own devices. Societal pressures try to influence who will pleasure. Who decides who one should be with? Like minds are tuned in time is often not a good fit. Most often like minds can barely deal with it, you know. Conversations about the little things, learning what you love, learning what you bring, learning outside the borders of your boudoir and how you sing, learning what turns you on, what sets you on fire, agreeing for the sake of, how do you like your makeup, what's your lyrical switch, what words are triggers, what slip-ups or mishaps could never be forgiven, what flowers are taboo for you and have you itching. It's hard to love fully with a question mark. Yet we question the very thing we're so deeply thinking of.
Words stood out from all the others, quietly intrigued wonders. Let no one dictate destiny, opinion twisted weaponry. Opposites attract, secrets unfold, open to happiness untold. Differences are at first endearments. Don't let them be love's disappearance. nuances learned and taught, respect the key lovers have got, songs, flowers, words, empower, thoughts guarded like a virgin flower. Speak the words and show feelings, take the chances given, live not in regret, live life until we die, don't live as if you're dying. End poem.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Wait a minute. Now,
whoa.
Joe, right? Did you
wow.
say I knew you before I, would you say I met you or felt you?
Oh, I said I knew you were special before I felt you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then to go outside the borders of your boudoir, wow. Yo. I love these collabs you're doing. I love them. They're there. They're right on time. They're very in sync.
Mm-hmm.
And the wordplay is awesome.
Yeah.
I see why you're the verbal mind dancer. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Lady A is very, very, very nice. Very
that was
nice.
Beautiful.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I mean,
beautiful.
It's an honor that you are sharing these collaborations with us tonight.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Beautiful.
I agree.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I feel so romantic. I need to light a candle.
To go.
Right. Yeah, all that. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you both so much.
Thanks.
Oh, my goodness. Beautiful. So we're going to slide y'all back in the Groovy Lounge, all right?
All okay. right. One love, one month, yo.
One
love, one month. Well, dang. Well, dang.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. The vibe
right?
is, maybe the vibe is love tonight. Wow, all about it. Wow.
Right?
Oh. I love it. I'm loving this. You know what, Diva? Before I bring in the next caller, I'm going to break it one last time.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like every time y'all kiss me, I'm doing something with this thing.
What?
Hey, baby, I'll be right back.
Mm.
Yeah, yo, what's going on? I've been listening to this show. I've been loving it.
Awesome.
Right. Joe and Lady A, that's crazy. Who's seen that coming?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Joe
yeah.
talking about these collaborations.
Yeah.
He was getting me with my diva too for a minute. It kept popping up.
Right.
I was like, all right, is this the, am I gonna grow to expect the collaboration from them from me on in or what? he don't say nothing. And he cool as a cucumber, I'm trying to tell you. You know, he don't change. He just stays on that same level, so you don't know what.
Joe ain't going to tip that hand. He ain't going to let you know what he got in that hand.
Okay. He's probably a great poker player, right?
Oh, yeah. That was an excellent
thing
he did, though. I've been all right.
Yeah.
I've been all right, you know. I'm so glad it's Friday. You know what I mean? I wasn't even going to do a mic tonight. And then I heard y'all on here. I said, let me go in here and listen. I said, oh, man, they done it again. I got to do a piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know we've seen you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't want to label you as a loafer. I will label somebody as a lurker. I see you. I see you all the time. I see you looking.
No. That's right, VIP. You got access to the board too. How y'all ladies doing tonight? Y'all so vibrant and full of energy. This is infectious. I thought it was just the other guys.
Oh no,
you know what?
We got it. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
It's an expressive vibe. It's been some good energy coming in here, and I needed to be around because I was having a really crappy day. Really. And,
anybody died today? I'm about to go check the obituary.
No, I don't think anybody died today, but it's just a little bit of my spirit might have got broke just a little bit, but I'm good. I'm good.
Your bounce back game is incredible. VIP, what's been going on with you, lady? I have not talked to you in a minute.
Hey, look, I'm just hanging in there. Trying to still adapt to this weather down here. Cause I'm from the
tropical
zone.
Is it hot?
Yeah.
Is it hot?
It's tropical and ridiculously hot and humid.
I know. So, you know, that stuff sounds good. They look good on Baywatch, but in real life, it's too much.
Okay.
Yeah. Trust me.
All right.
So, Jay, what you got for us tonight? What's your vibe tonight? You tell us.
I'm on a crazy Monday vibe. I'm actually bringing a piece that I had wrote over there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, let me go. Go ahead, jump into it, Jay.
Express your vibe.
Tears of a clown came apart with a butcher's knife. Into a broken heart. This is my death. Pop the corks, champagne dreams, bubbly and effervescent as they christen her departure, walking out of my life, leaving me weak and hobbled on streets of Kabul. But the glass houses that housed the laughter, drowning out my tears of shame and regret. I have reached the end of my rope. For the love of you, the day the tears of a clown came apart with the butcher's knife into a broken heart. This is my death. Pop the corks, bang drinks. In peace.
I remember that. Yes, that was a Monday vibe. Okay. Yeah, I remember those phrases, and I remember that piece. Yes, and that actually was one of the nights that Blog Talk said, screw everybody and drop.
I know, right?
Out of my house.
I remember that. But that was beautiful.
Right?
Very well
written.
Really you came up with something really, really good within a couple of minutes. That's what's up.
Yeah,
like
he always say two, but I think he give us a little bit more than two. But every time he say two, it irritates the hell out of me.
Well, you know, it's
talent,
song.
Though.
It's
talent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
and
it's
talent.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. But you got it. And I loved it. It was dark, and then I was like, wait a minute. And then I had to turn it around a little bit, and I'm like, ooh.
Oh, you looked at it, didn't you? Hey, VIP, I tell you what. You know what? I really respect your upfront game. That's real. All jokes to the side.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hey, no talent when I see it. So, all right, Jay. So, guess where you're going to the Groovy Lounge, to the Big Beanbag Chair.
Oh, wow.
And looking at the lava lamp. I'm even turning the red light on for you.
All right. Last time I fell over, people. I appreciate it.
There you go. Right.
All right. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. And that was from Monday night. See, I didn't have a chance to hear it. Mm-hmm.
That was a few Mondays ago. That wasn't this recent Monday. I think that was like 2 weeks ago where everybody got cut off. You know, acting a fool like that. You need to open up the CEO's mic just for you know, shits and giggles. But he's probably at work, so I would. But let's leave him alone. But that's all right. We see you listening, Arthur Larry Maddox, CEO of Tiffany Radio.
And our station manager.
That's right. We see y'all listening. Thank you for the support. Definitely. Really, really good show. Great show, man.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Very much.
Yes. Agreed. Yeah, well, you know, we always have a good time. Even though I miss my co-host, which is no longer a co-host.
Well, you know, duty calls for us as being parents. So,
yeah.
You know, that's above
it
all.
It does.
Much respect to that.
Yes, I do understand. And it's all good. So, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for coming out to express your vibe. Ooh, listen, I want everybody to take care of yourselves. You know, when someone has COVID, and especially someone you know, it feels like it hits home. So listen, guys, please wear your mask. You can still get it even when you are immunized, but you won't die from it, and you don't have to be hospitalized, which is a blessing in itself. So if you can get vaccinated, do so. If you can't, then okay, but just watch yourself and take care of yourself. Practice that social distancing. And, guys, thank you so much. Diva?
Most definitely. My prayers go out to everybody. You know, that's fighting through something, a sickness, family issues, whatever it is, mental health issues, whatever it may be, my prayers are going out to you. I want you guys to continue to love yourselves. And if you don't, get that good relationship going with yourself and spirit life. And continue to be safe. Wear your mask, definitely. Like my diva said, this germ is out here, and it does not discriminate. It's just attacking whoever system it can invade. It really doesn't care. And, you know, continue to love one another, respect one another, you know. And, diva, can I squeeze my piece in real quick?
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, express your vibe.
All right. This is an older piece. It's called My Own. Today's note left at my place of residence read, "Your smile is worth your weight in gold, and your tenacity is worth twice that much. Your bronze skin is ignorant to how it steers my fate, and if granted a chance, I would eagerly genuflect praise. You are the queen to coronate. I've received so many notes times before, but this one was different. This energy is in this one. Because I can feel it. I'm not sure when or even if an acquaintance had actually been made, but there's some semblance of familiarity. I just can't quite place it. This presence is surely felt constantly, consistently lately, and it's calling to the very core. I like it. Reveal yourself, King. Somehow the fates brought us together, and the energy was explosive. He truly is my king, and I his queen. And in his arms, my whole world. I never had it so good, so at times I feared I would lose. Trembling, I tried to tell him how I felt, but he just held me tighter and said, shh, I already knew. And it's better than I imagined. Now cancel your fears into this journey with me and enjoy the ride. I got you. Now step deep.
Ooh. Aww. Oh, dear. That's the best part. I got you.
Oh, okay.
That is the best part. Yes, that's the best part. Oh, oh my gosh. Right. With that, take us out, Diva. Wow.
All right. Peace.
Hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a youngin'. He said he'll be back with that same. So that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad, burning. Violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused who I'll spend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant, then I poked at it, some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote, if I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it, one last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float, don't float, if I do manage to do damage, to you damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny, still standing, with a note,
but I know,
that red granite, don't you panic, when you make mistakes,
the most,
one day it'll make you grow,
you grow,
when you're outlandish, and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult,
when the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act managed, just think planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just know, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your vision, just think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my new. Yeah, tell me when does cry, do you hear him, love? Tell me who will love. And they won't let me live. Even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive. Tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me. Even though
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.